Oh, this is William.
Hi, we just had a missed call at Bank of Cardiff.
Yes. I got a deal in the mail. Of course, I'm a business owner.
Okay.
With an offer. Here's the thing. Let me fill you in.
Sure.
I've been through these merchant loans with these some of these low-life companies. You always hate to do that, but I never knew about it until I actually did the first one. Cash advance companies, whatever you want to call them. I've paid off about 5 or 6 of them.
Okay.
And every one of them talks a better game than the other. I'm trying to get some financing with some terms.
Okay.
Some lengthier terms, not the 5, 8, 9 month, 10 month deal.
Okay.
You know.
What did we send you? What was the reservation number on there?
Are you ready?
Sure.
2411-1601-0019-4932.
4932. Okay. Let me pull your information up here.
It seems like you guys are a little bit different than we own a manufacturing company.
Oh, you do? Okay.
We manufacture parts for ATVs.
Oh, interesting.
And the thing of it is it seems like I had gotten a couple things through the mail from you guys, and then I just kind of briefly looked over it. And then this time I opened it, and I saw you guys have different terms up to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds better than a year term.
Yeah, it does.
Or a 3 month term, or.
And the thing is we've been in business for about 13, going on 14 years now.
I see.
Those other guys
are popping up all over, aren't
exactly,
they?
Exactly. Yes, they've been in business for 6 months, 1 year. So we are, definitely established, and we do equipment financing, and we have some secured programs. We have unsecured capital. We do have those longer terms, so 2 years. We did come out with a 3-year program as well. So we can definitely try and help you out with that. Now, do you have any current balances?
I do. I have a line of credit.
Who's that with?
Headway Capital out of Chicago. The balance on it is
$16,500. Does that come out daily, or how is that?
Weekly.
That's a weekly payback, okay. And was that a shorter-term loan?
It's actually 2 years.
2 years, okay. What was the original loan amount on that?
$17,500. Yeah, you see how that works?
Hold on just a second.
My FedEx driver just showed up. I need to grab this package if you don't mind. Go ahead. I can talk.
I'll wait. It's okay.
Okay. I see him. He can take it in the other door there and drop it off.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So when did you get this loan out?
April.
What? Okay.
You see how high the interest rate is?
Yeah, well, yes, I do. Okay. Now,
I paid off five, six, possibly seven of these things, somewhere around that area.
Okay.
And I tell you what, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
Once you get started with the first loser company like that, we do close to $500,000 a year.
Okay.
Okay. And it's amazing how a merchant loan company can talk, and as knowledgeable as you are about your business,
right,
and they call you and make you feel like you know nothing about the financing industry and rope you into this stuff, then next thing you know, you're relying on it to a certain extent, no matter what kind of, it's because they don't offer terms, and then when you're supposed to re-up, they promise you all the bells and whistles of the longer financing, but they always, you know how that works.
Yeah.
We just can't make it happen this time, Mr. Starling. You've been a loyal customer. You've never been late, but we just can't do anything. But we can offer you another 5 or 6 month term. You see, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you move on to the next company to try to get the better terms and the better length.
What's the name of the business?
Full Flight, FullFlight Racing.
Full Flight Racing.
Yes.
Bullfight Racing?
Full, F-U-L. F is in Frank.
Oh, Full.
Full Flight, yes.
Full Flight, I got it. Okay. And how long have you had the business?
I started this company in 2001.
Okay. Are you the sole owner?
I'm the sole owner.
Okay.
That's correct.
Are
Built this
still-
place from the ground up.
Great. Are you still the 7060 State Route 1129
yes.
South address? Okay, perfect.
That's correct.
And
excuse me.
Okay. And the number you're calling on, is that a
That's my cell number.
That's your cell. What's a good business line?
270.
Oh, hold on really quick.
Okay.
270. 270.
236.
Uh-huh.
3535.
Okay. Perfect. So, based off the information you've given me, I mean, we should be able to pay that loan off and just give you one loan that's longer, longer term.
Okay.
Okay. Do you need to grab that?
No, I don't. It's a toll-free number, so it's obviously a telemarketer. See, I've been shopping around, and I've got some ridiculous... I just paid one off, but I keep trying to reach out for some better financing for some terms that you can act. See, we're working on another product line that will generate revenue of upwards of $175,000 a year. Well, I've been doing it with basically company money, my company's money, and trying to pay off these other loans. Well, I just paid one off last month.
Okay.
I have this one left, which is the line of credit.
That puts us in a better position, because if you had two loans out, it would be harder for us. Not impossible, it just makes it harder. But with one, what we can do is come in, pay that off, and give you the longer term. Now, how is your personal credit? Is it average?
It's 647. Let me tell you a quick story. In 2005 or 4, I filed a bankruptcy and ended up in a divorce because my wife decided to squander off about $80,000 of company money. That's neither here nor there. So that caused a divorce and a bankruptcy. So what I vowed to do was the business didn't need the credit because it always supplied itself.
Mm-hmm.
So if $8,000 worth of steel or materials come in on a truck, I write them a check and we unload it with the forklift.
Right.
So I never really used credit all those years. I've just started raising it up. So I started with 540 something from not using it, and I'm at 647 now. There'll be a few things hit this month that will raise it up close to 700, but I'm at 647 now.
Okay, good. Now, when did you discharge the BK?
04 or 05.
Okay, so it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been over 10 years.
Okay, that should be fine. And when are you looking to get the funds?
One other thing, when you do the credit pool, I've been shopping around. So you'll see all these places. Not only that, I have some arrears on child support that I've been paying monthly, which was awarded by the court because she ended up moving off and even the courts didn't know where she was at. So,
are you paying on it now?
Yes, it's only $200 a month. But here's the thing. I originated in Phoenix, Arizona with my company. Well, my mother got cancer, so I moved out here to Kentucky, where she lived. Now, when I moved, of course, I had to change the child support. So when you look on my credit report, it's showing child support owed in Arizona and the same amount owed in Tennessee. It's all one thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, do you have any, like, a letter of explanation for this?
I don't know what that is.
I mean, do you have something from that agency saying that you don't owe it in Arizona, you only owe it in the other state?
Well, it goes to Arizona. What happens is I send it to this is strange. My business, I live on State Line Road.
Okay.
It's the Kentucky-Tennessee state line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My home, when I bought the building, it was on just across the state line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where the business was, there was no housing that was adequate, so when I bought my home, I bought it right across the state line on the Tennessee side. So where I reside is where I pay the child support to, pay it through Tennessee, and then they send it to Arizona.
Okay. So the
it originated
business is
in Arizona.
Your home is in Tennessee.
Correct. Yeah, my business is right across the state line in Kentucky, and my home is right across the other side of the state line in Tennessee.
Okay.
I know that sounds weird and crazy.
Not that weird. Okay. So when are you looking to pay this loan off and get additional funds?
I'm ready because I've been shopping. I've got some of the other offers from some of the other ones. And you ever notice what happens is they tell you you can get your 45,000. Then when it comes back, they say, well, we can get you 10 at 50 cents on the dollar or 35 cents on the dollar. Now, I understand this is a business.
Mm-hmm.
Banks are a business. My manufacturing company is a business.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys, you know, when they want to give you 10 and take 1500 out for fees, it's just not feasible.
Okay. Are these
like
the
I say,
offers
I'm knowledgeable.
You've been
presented
with?
Go ahead.
Are these the offers you're getting, 10,000?
Well, what happened was I had one offer. The last offer was for 10.
Okay.
But it was way expensive. And in all reality, I don't have to do that. I just want to finish our new product line so that we can start generating the extra revenue compared
right.
to the almost 500,000 we do now. You add 150, 175. That's not bad for to spend,
okay.
you know, 30, 40,000. But I don't have to settle on 30 or 40,000. The financial statements of you guys have determined that with the underwriters. But
do you do a lot of credit card transactions, or is it mainly just checks?
We do a lot of online sales. Okay, we have a website.
Okay.
So here's what happens: we have a terminal where they can on the web. We have a terminal when they call in, they can do it. You know, with their debit or credit card, they can pay online, credit or debit card, and we also have PayPal. You have to offer PayPal because everybody nowadays has a PayPal account.
Yep, they do.
So some of these little smaller companies don't recognize the revenue of that. I pay taxes on $250,000 to $80,000 a year because that's where some of our sales comes through.
But it's all showing in the bank statements, isn't it?
Why would it show on the bank statement? PayPal's a separate entity, and you have your own account with them.
But don't you deposit those funds directly into the business account?
No, because I pay vendors out of the PayPal as well, you know. I pay suppliers out of the PayPal and the bank account, both. I don't send all the money from PayPal into the bank account because a lot of my vendors, it's real easy to pay them online, you know. So it can come out of the PayPal account.
Okay.
You do 200 and something plus in PayPal a year, not counting what goes through the bank account.
All right. Do you get statements from them?
Yes. And 1099s. Okay. So all that paperwork can be produced.
Okay. So what is
yeah,
a good email
problem.
Address? What's a good email address for you?
FullFlightRacing@AOL.com.
Okay. I'm going to send you what I need to issue an approval.
Okay.
I think what we would want to see is you have that additional income coming in. We want to give you credit for that.
Absolutely.
What's coming in, you know, but we need to show proof of that.
That's not a problem. I pay taxes on it. There's plenty of proof. 1099s, monthly statements, financial statements. Is generated every month, just like a bank account.
Okay, so we'll want to see that. I'll include it in my email to you.
Sure.
But you know, that might be why you're getting a lower approval. I'm not quite sure.
Well, I had an approval for $38,000, and what happened was I signed all the docs. It was a payment I could live with.
Yeah.
So when it came back, you know, let them verify the bank account.
Yeah.
You know how they do that.
And
as I say, I'm not a stranger to this. I've paid off 5, 6, 7 of them. And
yeah.
I want to be done with the primary small assholes, I'll say. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Long story short, you come back for 38.
Yeah.
Sign the docs electronically. Then they come back and said, well, this line of credit that you sent us everything on, Now all of a sudden we're deciding to call it a merchant loan or something. I said, it's a line of credit. So anyways, then they wanted to do a song and dance. So I declined on that because, or actually the lender declined even though they had all the information, you know.
I'm
pretty thorough with the docs I send because I've been through this.
Yeah, I don't know if it's really considered a line of credit. I think it is still a short-term type business loan, the one you have right now. But I'm actually not familiar with that company. I'll have to do some research on it.
Okay. But the one I have is for 2 years. So, but you can see, you know, I've never borrowed any more money. I think there's maybe close to $1,000 that can be borrowed, which I really don't want to touch. That's not a big deal. $1,000 is neither here nor there.
Okay.
But the thing of it is, in all that time that I've had that,
mm-hmm.
you can see what the interest rate is on that two, and it being a 2 year term.
Mm-hmm.
There's hardly anything's come out of it. $300 a week. So,
yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. I'm hoping you're coming. I hope I found a home.
So you're paying so $300 a week on that one?
A week, yes.
Okay.
Until I can make it to the big 700 score for the big SBA loan, the one, the almighty one that all business owners want.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But.
Okay. So I'm going to do this. Give me a few minutes. I'll email you what
sure.
I need. It's going to be a one-page application, 6 months business.
Can we do the
statement.
App over the phone to save time or no? And then I just fax the statement?
Well, I'm going to need you to sign it.
Okay.
But I can fill in some information for you if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay. I have William Starling, Starling.
Correct.
And the business, how is it classified? Is it a corporation, LLC?
Sole proprietor.
Sole proprietor. Okay. Perfect. And what is your home address?
3351 East State Line Road.
Is it all one word?
No.
Two words, okay. Okay.
Three words, East State Line Road, four words.
Okay. Okay.
The town is Union City, two words.
Union City, okay.
TN, Tennessee.
Okay.
38261.
38261, perfect.
Correct.
And then you're 100% owner. Okay, and what is your social?
527-65-0650.
Uh-huh.
Is this phone cutting out, or can you hear me fine?
No, I can hear you.
Okay, great.
Okay, now let's see here. And you said the sales are about 500,000?
We do close to 500,000 a year. Now,
okay.
2015, because we have such a substantial amount of paperwork,
yeah.
they always file an extension for us. So I have 2014, 15,
okay.
we have they're working on, but we
mm-hmm.
have all the statements you want for anything.
Okay. Is it a home-based business?
No.
No. Okay. So give me one sec. Okay. So I have, the 7060 State Road address,
that's
1129
State
is the
route.
Business
yeah.
address. Got
State
it.
State route. Yes.
Okay.
That's the business address.
What is your federal tax ID number?
You want the social or you want my EIN number?
The EIN, please.
Okay. That's what I've been supposed to. 27-037-8001.
Okay. All right. And the business location, do you have rent there?
I own it.
You own it. Do you own it? Do you have a mortgage or you own it free and clear?
I do have a mortgage, and the mortgage is $1,195.
Okay.
I'm sorry, $1,116.95.
Okay. Got it.
Excuse me.
All right.
Summertime, I'm fighting a cold.
Oh, no. Okay. And who do you bank with?
I bank with U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank. Okay. Perfect. So what I'm going to do is I filled out most of the information for you. So basically, you'll just have to sign it and okay. then return it back with the other documentation we'll request. And then hopefully we can have a decision for you within a day of okay. receiving the information.
You know, I almost decided to take one of these other loans, but I told them I was still shopping. So, and then I just happened to open this piece of mail and saw that you guys do lengthier terms, and I'm thinking yeah. maybe, hopefully, this might work out.
Well, I hope so. You know, we'll do our best. We
absolutely.
Really will. Okay.
Well, I sure thank you for your time.
All right. You're welcome. Give me about 10 minutes. I'll send this out, okay?
Sure. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, William.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.